Masechet Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Before the Korban Tamid was slaughtered, the Kohanim who were chosen to prepare the inner Mizbeach and the Menorah would enter the Hechal. Mishnah says, Mi shezacha b'dishun Mizbeach ha-penimi, the Kohen who won the Zechut, the right to clear out the ashes from the inner Mizbeach, v'ha-menorah, and the Kohen who won the right to clear out the ashes from the Menorah, Hayu Makdimin, they would go and do what they were supposed to do first before the Korban Tamid was slaughtered. The Arba'a Kelim Beyadam, they came with four different vessels, Kelim of the Bet HaMikdash, in their hands. Hateni, that was the basket that they collected the ashes from the inner Mizbeach. The Hakuz, number two, the jug that they would collect the ashes and the oil from the Menorah. Ushne Maftehot, and also two keys that they would use in order to enter the Hechal, where both the Mizbeach HaPenimi and also the Menorah were located. We'll describe them. Hateni Dome LeTarkav Gadol, the basket that we spoke about that collected the ashes from the inner Mizbeach was similar to another vessel called the Tarkav. The Tarkav held on to three kav of volume, and it looked like a basket that had a spout that was wide. It was Shel Zahab, the tani was gold, Mahazik Kabin Bahetzi, but it held only 2.5 kav, less than the tani. V'hakuz dome likiton gadol, the jug that we spoke about that they used in order to collect the ashes and the oil from the menorah, that was similar to a large pitcher, Shel Zahav, it was made of gold, Ushne HaMaftehot, and the two keys that were used to open the doorways of the Hechal, Ehad Yored Le'amat HaShehi, what they would do in order to open the Hechal, one of the locks was complicated, they would have to actually lower themselves, it was inside of the door, so they couldn't access it from the outside, so there was a little hole over there that the Kohen had to put his arm through, all the way up to his armpit. His full arm had to go in there, and once he put his full arm in there, they would open up the lock with the key. And then the second one, Be'ehad Poteach Kevan, and the second one opened regular, like an easy lock. It was built, it was spotted in the normal place, and therefore they didn't have to do anything. It could be opened with no special effort. Masechet Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about how the Kohanim would enter the Hechal. We ended by talking about how they would enter one of the small doors and they unlocked it in a peculiar way because there were two locks. Here we'll elaborate how they would enter that door and then eventually get into the Hechal and open the main gate. The main gate of the Hechal was locked from the inside, so apply the last Mishnah where they would enter through one of the smaller side doorways and then they would eventually go to open the main gate of the Hechal. Mishnah says, Balo lepishpasha sefoni, the Kohen who was supposed to open the doors of the Hechal, he's the same Kohen who was supposed to clear out the Mizbeach HaPenimi, the inner Mizbeach, he would enter the front part of the Hechal, and he would enter the small doorway that was to the north of the main gate of the Hechal. Ushne pishpashin hayulo, Leshad Hagadol, Ehad Batzafon, Ehad Batdarom, the gate of the Hechal, that's the name for the entrance to the Hechal, the main entrance. There were two small doorways on each side of it, one to the north and one to the south of it. Shebadarom lo nichnas bo adam me'olam. The small doorway to the south of the entrance was never opened. No man ever went through it. Ve'alav hu meforash al-yedi Yehezkel. Yehezkel Hanavi explains to us the significance of this never opening with the pasuk. Vayomer Eli Adonai, Hashem told him, Hashar hazeh sagur yihyeh, lo yipateach, the sha'ar, that gate should never be opened, and v'ish lo yavobo, and a man should never go through it. Ki Adonai Elohei Yisrael babo v'haya sagur, because Hashem, the God of Israel, comes through it and it should be closed. It's only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was always kept closed. So the entrance that they would be going through was the northern entrance to the main gate of the Hechal. Natal et hamafteach upatach et hapishpash. So starting in the Ulam, which was outside of the Hechal, The Kohen took the first key and he unlocked the first door to the small doorway in the north. Nichnas lata. And then after he unlocked the second lock, which we spoke about in the last Mishnah, where he would have to put his hand inside, the Kohen would walk through a passageway and he would enter like a small room that was to the north of the Hechal. Umin hata ila Hechal. Then once he was in there, he would turn to his left and he would walk to the south. And there would be a second passageway, and that would be to the Hechal. Achihu magia leshar gadol. Then he continued to walk, and then he eventually reached the great gate. Higia leshar gadol, he'evirat ha-neger ve'tapotehot uptaho. When he finally reached that great gate to open up the Hechal, he removed the bolt that made sure that the door stayed locked, and this was all from the inside. And he also took away the locks and he eventually opened the gate. Now the main gate of the Hechal was centered in the eastern wall. And there were two sets of doors that went right in front of it. One of them was to the east of the wall and one of them was to the western edge. So the Kohen was now standing inside the Hechal. He first opened up the inner door, which was to the west. And then he opened up the outer door, which was to the east. It's a little bit difficult to understand all of this without seeing a proper picture of how the Bet HaMikdash looked. So if one is accessible, I would recommend looking at it with the intricate details that we're specifying. So they would now the doors were opened and the Hechal, the main entrance, was fully accessible. And lo haya shohet ha-shohet ha-shishomea kol sha'ar ha-gadol sheniftah. The slaughterer, the one who was designated with the slaughter of the Korban Tamid, would not slaughter the Korban Tamid until he heard the great gate being opened. Any Korban Tamid that was slaughtered before the doors were opened was considered to be invalid.